government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to smatter throughout this hour some of the special reports. Our crew went out and shot yesterday evening on Cinco de Mayo to get different perspectives on the balkanization taking place in this country. Cinco de Mayo reflects the victory of some of the Mexican troops against the French. It's not Mexican Independence Day from Spain. I got that wrong, and I knew that yesterday. That's coming up. I want to open the phones up. If you've seen the video up on Infowars.com of a woman celebrates her cool abortion on YouTube, and it's a huge evil sales pitch to get abortions and how fun it is and how she has a picture of the baby and how fulfilling it is. If I was going to make sick satire about the abortion cult, I would make this. And they're so disconnected, or selling it to girls that are totally based on trendiness, that they have no idea this would blow up in their face and now has done that. So I'd like to hear from you on that. I'd like to hear from you on Ukraine. It's really a huge, huge deal. And then I mentioned some of the stuff with the polls and the Republican Party. I'm going to get more into that and a bunch of other news. Forced inoculation at airports, got a report on that. We're also going to get into the FBI and the latest NSA news. But I want to talk to first-time callers. What is your take if you've seen the video on Infowars.com or you heard me air it as a radio listener in the hour before last? What is your take on this? Do you agree with me that it's about as satanic as it gets? Because the way it's all packaged is sweet and cute with a Stepford Wife flair, a smiling, smacking science fiction horror movie, a plum. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. 800-259-9231. Also, we're going to get into Nevada Democratic calls on officials to oust Cliven Bundy militia. In fact, let me just get into this now, and I'll come back and hit some of that news and go to your calls and then those reports. Nevada Democrat calls on officials to oust Cliven Bundy militia. A Nevada congressman is calling on elected officials, not servants, in the state to rid a town in his district of militia members. So they're saying you're not allowed to have guns openly in Nevada, which is the law. You can, but he wants them out. Boy, this is Civil War type talk, isn't it? A Nevada congressman is calling elected officials, not servants, in the state to rid a town in his district of militia members who have rallied around rancher Cliven Bundy in his battle with the federal land managers. Representative Stephen Horsford, in an effort, an address to the Clark County Democratic Convention in Las Vegas on Saturday, said he's making the request after hearing more complaints from constituents about the presence of Bundy supporters near Bunkerville. There's literally like 100 people out there, folks. 75 miles northeast of Las Vegas. They've had town meetings. Almost everyone is supportive. But it doesn't matter. If people want to be on his private property with guns, they can do it. But not to the Democrat. He thinks that means a new wake-up. And it's not going to go that way, the way it went last time, where the feds open fire and the people shoot back, the feds put their hands up, people let them go. Civil war is going to break out. And maybe with their supercomputers and Google future prediction, maybe the establishment thinks the civil war is the way they can win and take over. I got the computer God gave me that studied history and has a gut sense. This isn't going to go good for anybody. And the globalists that all run to Switzerland to wait this out, I love how they go run to the place they don't run, where their own disease isn't there. When they all run to get away from this, we're going to go get them later, trial by jury. But you're going to be fished out of your rat holes. You're going to be brought back here for trial. I mean, the last thing I want is a civil war. The last thing I want is violence. I've been criticized because I've told folks, if feds shot a bunch of people and they didn't do anything, it'd be like Kent State. It'd be the beginning of the end. It'd be more effective if you just let them shoot you against the enemy. But if you shoot back when they attack you first, that's your right, and they want a war, they're going to get one. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. We'll be right back.
General, What do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential four-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's a subliminal message. Really, it's overt that we're already dead with the soft kill weapons. And that we should just roll over and die. Again, the Marines and the Army, both the soldiers and the Marines, on record, I was told this a few years before and never disclosed it, by Marines who listened to the show, and I believed them, but I said, no photos, I'm not going to cover it. It sounds completely insane. And sure enough, 2 years ago, it began to break in the West Coast and the East Coast at Marine Corps bases. Now it's Army bases. They have hundreds of role players dress up like zombies with John Deere hats on and overalls, and then the troops practice mowing them down. Now, why do they do that? Because the troops would get upset when they would practice mowing down rural communities, T Tea Party type folks who they openly train for to crush a Tea Party rural rebellion. Source on that is Forbes AP. But if they say it's zombies and it's fun training, and it's people wearing football jerseys, and it's black people, Hispanics, whites, folks in cowboy hats, and it was in the San Francisco Chronicle, it's been in the San Diego Herald Tribune when they do these drills in California. In fact, type in Marines trained to fight zombies, and it'll come up. And again, think of the genius of that. How do you dehumanize people? You basically say they're dumb. You say humans are a disease killing the earth. You have no rights. Let's kill the babies. Let's abort the babies. Let's kill babies even after they're born. Humans are bad. So the establishment can sell us on the idea of just rolling over and dying. There it is. Zombies used for counterterrorism training. No, what it's training for is mowing down crowds of people and dehumanizing, just like video games were developed by the Pentagon in the 60s so that people would shoot more often and not hesitate. Now they dress you up like slimy zombies so that when the troops mow down crowds, people don't go, why are we training? You know, in the Stephen King written movie, The Running Man, that we played a clip of, guys, will you cue up Mad Dog Ben Richards before I go to these phone calls? The intro to Running Man? Thanks. They're flying in with a helicopter, and they go, food riot in progress, the year 2024 or whatever, in Los Angeles. Kill everything moving. And he says, all they need is food. There's no weapons. So the idea is that there's a weapon, you deserve to die. That's even propaganda. And then he won't do it, so they frame him for the actual attack. That's actually how they work. If they would have said zombies in riot, then it'd been okay to kill him. See, if he'd been trained for decades to see the public as zombies. By the way, I just showed you USA Today, San Francisco Chronicle headlines. I didn't make that up. I know that sounds insane. If you're a radio listener, we're streaming video proving everything we're saying here. Just like I played the video in the last hour, and the hour before that, where the woman up on Infowars.com, woman celebrates her cool abortion on YouTube. How fun it is. How it was like giving birth. How she's keeping a photo of the baby. How it's a fun, wonderful thing. How you ought to get one. This is how they sell their evilness. So we're going to talk to Julio, Ron, Marianne, Greg, and Shimon. And I recognize Julio from Illinois. He's a longtime guy that calls in, a great guy. We're taking first-time calls today, but I'll go to Julio. It's first-time callers because we do that a couple days a week because other people speed dial and get in every time. But I want to hear what he has to say listening on 1530 WCKG in Chicago. Julio, what is your take on that video and that audio we aired of the literal lip-smacking and her making orgasm noises while they reportedly kill the baby?
Well, Alex, it's disgusting. It's frightening to see, to actually see that, to see her enjoyment. And I know, you know, we should just pray for that lady and pray that someday down the road she actually realizes what she did was just disgusting. It really goes to show you, you know, I'll be 25 in August. It seems like that girl was in what they call the millennial generation. It seems like with my generation, we're really starting to degenerate even further to do things that not even societies in the past would have thought about doing.
Well, it's this liberaloid, hyper-fascist, cult-like in these people. They're part of the system, and they talk like this, and it's so beautiful. It's so wonderful, and it looks satirical to us. It's not. They're rewriting and overriding our human instincts. They are meant to shock us and nudge us and move our Overton window where they can go on TV and say, the state's going to kill your baby. We're going to force inoculate you. It's liberal. You're racist if you don't like it.
Well, Alex, remember, there are documents from Ivy League schools, Harvard, Princeton, you name it, that talk about killing babies, not having babies to prevent climate change, or now they're calling it climate devastation. So maybe what this woman did, Alex, was actually for Mother Earth, for our protection, for the future.
No. Listen, I used to go cover the protests at abortion clinics and be part of them, and they were arresting people and stuff here in Austin. But the whole point was, so-called liberals would come up and say, nobody wants these gross black kids. And a lot of times they were black. And I would look at them, and I would say, really? And then all these black preachers I have on, they go, of course we hear that. And now we have video of the black abortionists and Asian saying those exact words. Because they literally want to kill the ugly babies, in their view. And, of course, that's not racist. Calling a black baby ugly and gross is not racist. Killing it's not racist. Not wanting to kill it is racist. You understand?
Absolutely. I live in the suburbs of Chicago. I don't see very many Planned Parenthood facilities, but if you go to the inner cities, the south and west side of the city, they're all over the place. If you go to our neighboring city, Wisconsin, Racine, Wisconsin, there's a lot of urban neighborhoods there. There's 4 or 5 Planned Parenthood places there. So you're right. This is really genocide.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. And again, most Democrats at that level will pull you aside and go, yeah, there are too many poor people, period. You want to pay for them all? Thought you don't want welfare. They put everybody on welfare, sold them on it, then break up their families, and then say, kill them all. How sick is that? To say, well, of course we want to get rid of the black people, wink, wink. No, I'm not wink, wink. It's immoral. It's sick. But you know what's working like a charm? Their attitude is survival of the fittest, and if these black people don't know we're really racist and want to kill them, that's their problem. That's the attitude. And it's totally sick. Totally sick. Let's talk to Ron in Vermont. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, every time I hear you, Alex, you remind me so much of Robert F. Kennedy. The essence of you is what I see in his speeches. And I have just one line that I'd like to read from RFK's speech when he went to South Africa, June 6, 1966. And it's about, you know, standing up for things and resistance. Here it is. Each time a man stands up for an ideal or acts to improve the lots of others or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope, and crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. So I urge everyone, just do what they can. I just had a small little thing at Walmart where, you know, I bought something and then the lady at the front door said, I need to see your receipt. And I said, 5 people just went out before me and you didn't bother asking them. I said, I'm not going to show you this receipt. And they wanted to take my merchandise away from me and everything else. I said, you do whatever you want to do, call the police, but I'm walking out of here with the stuff I bought. You do what you want to do. So I say, just keep up the resistance. And we're going to win.
God bless you. Absolutely. Well, what's happening is their own internal employees are doing deals with their friends and acting like they scan stuff and stealing. That's their problem. I'm not guilty because other people are involved in crime. I don't lose my rights because somebody else shoots their husband or their wife, and so I go to jail for it. In a free society, you don't get blamed for what other people do. You get blamed for what you do, good or bad. Just what Martin Luther King said. It's not about what color you are, where you're from. It's the content of your character. And speaking of Kennedy, Kennedy wasn't perfect, but he certainly was moving to abolish the Federal Reserve in the Vietnam War and really do real civil rights stuff. It was the Southern Democrats that were racist. And he really was not a racist. It was clear, a good guy. And was going to work with the Republicans. He cut. I want to do a piece on this because I remember the numbers years ago. One tax rate he cut 50%, one he cut even more in 1961, and the tax receipts doubled. Double the money came in when they cut the taxes by half. The government knows that. You want a boom, cut the taxes. And more money comes in, but they want us bankrupt. And so that's why they blew Kennedy's head off, was because he just was not playing ball and thought he was the president. Greg, Shimon, Marianne, and others, we're going right to you to talk about this bone-chilling, satanic video.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Instead, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
They tell us that we're obsolete, that we should roll over and die.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words
and no dimension, like air, like a wind. I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is dreams that have built our civilization. The dreams of those that love liberty and the dreams of those that love tyranny. We must dream bigger, be more bold, and forge a better world. The system will tell you you have no power. They'll tell you the NRA is the Ku Klux Klan, even though it's the opposite. They count on you feeling powerless and weak. That's why they tell you you're weak and that they are strong. The truth is they've turned to evil because they are weak, my friends. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Greg in North Carolina, thank you for calling in. You want to talk about Bill Maher, who says he wants more death.
Yeah, Alex, first-time caller, we love you here in North Carolina. I just wanted to make a comment about Bill Maher and his whole push for this culture of death, as he calls it. You know, my view is if he truly believed in the rhetoric that he was shoveling, why wouldn't he take a gun and just blow his own brains out on national TV? He has a wonderful platform. He has his own show. He'd be a wonderful martyr.
Oh, no, no. He wants you to die to give him more real estate. He said that. He's greedy and wants you to die. He doesn't want to die. But all these anti-humanists, I agree, they should kill themselves.
Well, I think really it's rhetoric on his part. I really don't believe that I think he's getting paid to say what he says. He's just part of the problem, in my view.
I agree with you. What do you think overall of the video we talked about, or have you had a chance to see it on Infowars.com, of the woman literally making orgasm noises while she gets an abortion, saying how wonderful it is?
I don't know, Alex. It's pretty sickening. It really brings a man like me, I'm 55 years old, and in all honesty, it brought me to tears. It really did. I mean, it's so insensitive, and, you know, it's crazy.
Well, these people have had it so easy, these young millennial yuppies, some of them, not all the millennials, but these type that serve the system. She's got a pitch. She's going to do it. She didn't believe a word she said. It's total acting. She pitches abortion all day. And this, if you want to see a satanic pitch to young women to kill their babies, this is the most evil thing I've ever seen. Because it's done so sickening and non-threatening. This is our enemy. If alien body snatchers came to this planet to take over, this is how they would come. Go ahead.
Do you think it was real, or do you think they're just crisis actors playing a part?
Yeah, I was about to say, because you got the big globalist publication involved, you've got the Gloria Steinem involved in all of them, it could be all fake.
Well, we love you here, Alex. Keep it up.
God bless you. We love you guys as well. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's talk to Shimon in New Jersey. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a doll maker here in North Bergen, New Jersey, and I'm noticing a very frightening trend among children, girl children, who ask their parents to purchase dolls for them. I noticed that the girls cannot enjoy playing with their dolls. They're having trouble bonding with their dolls. And they'll have their parents buy them. They're very expensive dolls. They're portrait dolls and handmade, hand-painted dolls. And they'll have them a month, and then they'll make YouTube videos where they say, I can't bond with my doll. To me, that is completely crazy. When I grew up in the 50s and 60s, if your parents gave you a doll for a holiday or your birthday, Christmas or whatever, or somebody in your family, or you won a doll, let's say you went to the carnival and you won a doll, the doll became a part of your family. It became.
Ma'am, stay there.
Family.
I'm going to come back to you, Shimon. Don't hang up.
Okay.
We had a child psychologist, behavioral psychologist from Notre Dame on last week or 2 weeks ago, and this was last week. She broke all this down. Humanity's being ended. Okay, and people aren't being taught bonding. People that are put up in boarding school, their parents don't love them, they become like robots. and then their kids become robotic. And they have a need to break up families. They may just marry to reproduce. That's the psychology. We're going to talk about it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News, and if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, or InfoWarsNews.com, now is the time to become one. Our membership's just been exploding in the last year with all the great reporters, and people are sharing their membership with up to 11 people simultaneously with your username and passcode so that friends and family can go watch the Nightly News when it airs live, or when we go to tape to air, all the special reports and my films, PrisonPlanet.tv, ebooks, and so much more. And you're funding the very tip of the spear in the info war. Also, please don't forget this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great organic, high quality, sortable foods, and so much more. 866-229-0927. You're crazy if you don't have storable foods. This is the place to get them. Check out their site, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. We only promote the best. All right. I wanted to finish up with Shimon. This is all over the news that kids' brains have been rewired by tablets and iPhones, that children watch an average of over 8 hours of television a day and video games combined. Adults, it's up to 5 hours on average or more. People don't do things. They respond and are programmed by the fake garbage projected through the corporate stream media that tells you your kids aren't yours. 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, it is like an enemy transmission to literally fry our brains. And it's an all-encompassing system. It's hard to get out of it. And yes, I've seen the news stories about girls aren't playing with dolls anymore. That's been done. Overall, they're phasing it out. Any culture, you could take boys out in the field and girls out in the field. The boys will start getting weapons and acting like they're hunting or fighting. The girls will start building a tent and, you know, practicing making dinner. And we'll tell the boys, come in and eat. And, you know, do, I mean, that's what humans do as a team, as a military operation, is support each other. I mean, we literally fought the elements, the animals, the whole nine yards. It was a military operation, predating any military, men and women on a team. And there's nothing stronger, and it's, you know, us against the world. And if you were dishonorable to your family, you would be thrown out of the tribe. But then agrarian society started, and it allowed a priest class to form that didn't do work and could separate themselves in the temple and tell everyone else outside what to do. And use superstition, the stars and other things, you know, tell them a goblin's eating the moon during an eclipse and things like that, predict it's coming because they kept track of it to scare everybody. And out of that, you got the Illuminati today, which just means the occult, the hidden ones. Those that know, that are illuminated. You don't know, they know. You're in darkness, they're in light. But they use the fact that they're in light not to give you the Promethean fire. They want to keep you from the fire because they don't deserve the Promethean fire. They're not really the Illuminati. They are the false Illuminati. Illuminati only means illumination. How many passages in the Bible talk about God, the truth will set you free, will illuminate the light of God? The devil is the false light. The Illuminati is not the true Illuminati. It's only words we're talking about. They are counterfeits. They don't illuminate. They only illuminate for themselves a limited illumination. Like a fish that can see in the dark and you're a fish that can't, they eat you. Or an owl that can see in the dark and you can't see. So I want to get to these reports by reporters and more of your calls if I have time. I think I'll have time from Jim and Marianne and Shane and John. But Shimon, you're saying you make dolls.
Uh-huh.
And you're seeing that the girls just get them and set them down. Well, that's because they were set down and they weren't given, you know, mother's milk, most of them. They were given formula to make their brain small. Their genes weren't activated by being cared for so that they would want to care for others. They have no tribal bonding. Their ancient memories have not been activated. They, wow, to a certain extent, are biological androids. Their epigenetics have not been activated. And so they are basically the proto-android. There is humanity in them, but you notice they have an arrogance. You notice they enjoy following the system, a self-satisfaction. They call it narcissism, but it's beyond that. It's following an imaginary program of success because they live in the fake culture. So they're in a matrix. And so I would suggest the way to activate, you know, there's not other small children in the house, is get them a puppy. And then feeding the puppy, squeezing the puppy, kissing the puppy. There's smells that are close enough associated with Homo sapiens sapien. Pheromones in a baby mammal that it may trigger mothering instincts in their epigenetics and then trigger genetic activation, in layman's terms, in the cerebral cortex.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that the natural instinct to be female all the way in a girl child is there, but somehow it's being covered up or distorted or even erased by culture, because the young girls that initially want the dolls, and they're very expensive, they, within a short time, they seem to get into a clique of, I'm showing how cool I am by rejecting the baby.
Look,
and that,
look,
to me, that's very frightening.
They did a decade, you can look it up, of research in the 30s and 40s before they rolled out formula on what to feed kids that wouldn't kill them outright but would brain damage them. We've been under total warfare. I mean, it's a miracle that anybody can even talk or tie their shoelaces at this point.
Yep.
I mean, we've been under full-on assault.
Yep.
The number one thing a mother can do is give their baby at least 3 months, bare minimum, of the milk. And it's got all the chemicals, the natural compounds in it that will fully activate the brain. In fact, I heard Ben Fuchs last week doing an hour on this. I want to get him on next week, or maybe this week, a full hour on what's in breast milk. And I'm telling you, it will become a conspiracy punishable by re-education within 20 years to say women ever breastfed. I'm not joking when I say that.
Wow.
I'm serious. They are rewriting. I mean, listen. And this happens in all mammal species, but it really happens in birds. When males cease to be males, birds can actually flip sex and actually become a male. When they put chemicals into only the male chickens, the female chickens will convert to males and fertilize their own eggs. This is real, folks. So I'm going to explain something to people. It is an evolution over millions of years. Like I tell you, it's like that, folks. It happens in one generation. Okay, that's what the churches won't tell people. It's a scientific fact. So what I'm getting in here in layman's terms, but it's in the literature, is that the men have been programmed with chemicals to not be men, so women at a primitive level are stepping up. Like all the men got killed out on a seafaring mission or got killed by a neighboring tribe, women will step up and start acting like men if they sense men have been annihilated. So they've annihilated men culturally, so women are activating for survival and taking on male traits. You understand?
That's true. I agree 100%. 100%. That's exactly what's happening.
Well, we've got to fight back against it. God bless you. There it is. Strange but true. Males can lactate. Scientific American. So, I mean, this is a scientific, positronic, technocratic warfare grid on record. It's just incredible that we're alive during this. I mean, this is mega massive. You should write an article. You should do a YouTube about it. You should talk about it. It's in the water, it's in the food, it's in the culture. This is the end of humanity. This is it. And that means for all you so-called elites, your kids are going to be screwed up. You're going to have a heart. They're going to have diabetes. They're going to have hepatitis. They're going to have all of it. I mean, cancer. We're done. And they got to have the police state in place before we go from 10,000% increases in pediatric cancer to 20, 30,000. To where half your block's dying. And then they're going to use the crisis of the medical emergency you're already seeing to bring you into the government health care and the death panels. I want to go to a Dan Bedondi piece from Operation Shield that was held 2 days ago in Boston in a total police state. Here's one of our East Coast reporters, the intrepid Dan Bedondi.
And today we're in Boston, Massachusetts, downtown, and we're going to ask the general public their thoughts about Operation Urban Shield that's taking place today, multiple terrorism drills all over the city that involve federal agencies. Hi, do you know what the drills are for today?
For terrorists, like attacks.
For terrorism?
Just general terrorism preparedness. For safety?
No, not quite.
The only thing I can think is maybe sort of conditioning people to accept military action sort of on the streets, just kind of see it as a normal thing, you know what I mean?
This exercise is great. It really showcases partnerships and working together, right, in different scenarios that would require first responders.
Does it make you feel safe to have an armed military and federal agents police the streets?
Actually, yeah, it does.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Well, how do you feel when you see the blue lights behind you in your car?
Not really, because I'm a firm believer in what's going to happen is going to happen. You know what I mean?
It just seems out of place in Boston, and it always made me uncomfortable. But after last year, I'm sort of used to it again.
Do you think only the military should be allowed to carry guns?
Absolutely not.
I would say yes.
No, I'm from Texas. I think everybody should be able to carry a gun.
I feel it's the right for everybody to hold a gun and protect themselves. I personally feel that everybody should be able to bear arms to protect themselves.
The Second Amendment says we have the right to bear arms, and the Constitution says that we have the right to overthrow a tyrannical government.
That's tough, because I also used to live in London, and they didn't have guns anywhere, and it was a big deal when there was any gun violence.
Honestly, I don't think anyone should be able to carry guns.
And do you think giving up some civil liberties just to prevent terrorism needs to be done in this day and age?
Wow. That's a deep question.
Yes, I think so.
I feel like it's a give and take situation. I feel like some liberties can be given up.
No. But I don't think it has to be done.
If they could give actual facts on how that would help to prevent it, but other than that, I don't know.
We have our liberties, and we need to preserve them.
Do you think these drills are to condition the public to get ready for a militarized police state?
Absolutely.
Yes, I do.
I feel like it does, but I feel like a lot of other people, like families, it scares them, and does probably affect the kids.
Yeah, that will. Anytime you're holding a weapon, of course you want whoever is in the situation to be scared of you.
It's a very different pre-9/11 and post-9/11 are two completely different worlds.
And do you ever remember the police 20 years ago looking like they do today with the black military uniform?
Nah, I don't really remember that. No,
I don't.
I remember the police were just the friendly neighborhood guys that they would help out.
Police departments all over the country are now getting tanks and armed vehicles like the military. What do you think they're getting ready for?
Another attack?
There's a thought of a gun grab, martial law.
Something big.
Maybe something is about to go down. That's what it sounds like.
Probably terrorist attacks.
Domestic terrorism is the reason they say they need all that stuff. But to come after the American people, basically.
Oh, no, I don't think they're that smart. We're giving them too much credit there.
There are still Americans who question and feel uneasy about federal agencies and the military doing the local police department's jobs. However, there are many Americans who are now being conditioned on a mass scale and given up their civil liberties to accept a police state. Why? Because America has forgotten history. Those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it. And this is Dan Bedondi from Boston, Massachusetts for Infowars.com.
What a trooper, doing a great job. And of course, he blew him wide open last year during that event, exposing it was a false flag. Yeah, let me give everybody a newsflash. The insiders stage the terror attacks or provocateur them. That's all public. And then they use it to occupy the city as a beta test to show the rest of the country, we're going to come and lock down things and make you come out of your houses with your hands up citywide whenever we want to load you on FEMA camp buses. And it's a condition of police under peer pressure like robots to go follow the illegal orders. And you notice that particular woman just kept spouting things. Things are different after 9/11. You mean after the inside job? You people are helpless that go along with the system. You really think it cares about you. Let me tell you what they're getting ready for. They're going to devalue the dollar. They're going to lower your wages. And they're going to take your parents' retirement. And then they're going to go around and arrest political people that know they're robbing everyone and that the big banks are tax exempt and launder the drugs. And they're going to take your kids and make them work in forced labor brigades. And they're going to have national forced conscription that the White House chief of staff called for, Rahm Emanuel. You're going to be slaves, idiots, because you're soft and your parents were soft and you have no common sense and you believe everything you're told. You are sheep to the slaughter, idiots. You have no common sense. You are literally idiots who say the government doesn't know how to run anything. The government 30 years ago could shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. The government 60 years ago was injecting whole families with syphilis and keeping it secret for 50 years. The government is still forcibly sterilizing people. The government puts fluoride in the water on record to lower your IQ. They made you the dumb, fat blob you are. In fact, you're a victim. I shouldn't be mean to you. But you're dangerous. You're still a horde of you people are dangerous. How pathetically weak you are. How pathetically ready to vote to make me a slave. Well, you don't have a right to vote to make me a slave. In a republic, I have rights that are protected regardless of what you people do. Just because the people at the grassroots and the system aren't bad, up top it's bad. And you better decompartmentalize it and see it for what it is or it's game over. Okay? I'm going to go to break. I've got a bunch of these reports. They're all excellent. Just Staff Sergeant Biggs went out with an American flag on Cinco de Mayo. Because folks are saying ban the American flag and restrict it, so he wanted to go out and see what happened. Aaron McBreen breaks down the history of Cinco de Mayo. Jakari did a good report. So did Kit and Leanne. Some of these aired last night. Some of them didn't air. They'll air tonight on the Nightly News. I don't know how many I'll get to. If I don't get to them all today, I'll get to them tomorrow, because I wanted to get to them, but I wanted to get to Badandi's report first. They're also, the ones that have aired are up on Infowars.com. Stormtroopers will keep us safe. Boston Strong. That's the name of that report. But briefly before we end this segment, please remember we have the very best supplements. You've heard the rave reviews. Weldon Henson is now on the Supermill Vitality. And, I'll let him come in here one day and tell you what's been going on. But the point is that the vitality, the virile strength, the stamina, the libido, the clarity, it's just unbelievable. This combination of concentrated organic herbs and super male vitality is unprecedented. We have it massively discounted to move it so you test it out, and then we know you'll become a big supporter of it. Use it once. We know you'll get hooked. We only sell the best. The lung cleanse is excellent for allergy, sore throats, you name it. I use it daily. We've got the Super Male Vitality, the Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, and the big sleeper, because it's the best price, Fluoride Shield with Nascent Iodine and five other compounds to detox. Not just fluoride, but so much more. Silver Bullet, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And the great InfoWars crew right here in the building can answer your questions, take your orders. We got the great ProPure filter systems, you name it. And shopping with the good guys helps fund the InfoWar, the tip of the spear.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, we're going to to do a little bit of overdrive to talk to Marianne, Tack, Jim, and Shane to hear your take on the abortion cult celebration video. Where I have to describe it to them, and the woman makes orgasm noises while they're doing it and says it's the greatest thing in her life. This is what the abortion industry puts out. These people are just beyond filth. But they're liberals because they said so. They have the moral high ground. Here's Sergeant Joe Biggs' report from Austin, Texas, on Cinco de Mayo.
I'm down in downtown Austin today trying to find out why people think it's racist to wear an American flag shirt and or be an American on Cinco de Mayo. Let's see what people around here have to say.
He's wearing an American flag.
Did you hear about the ban on American flag T-shirts during Cinco de Mayo?
No.
I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, we're in America, right? We should be able to wear whatever we want.
Whenever we want. Yeah, absolutely.
Do I offend you wearing this right now?
Not at all.
And why is that?
Pride.
Pride in what?
Country.
Well, do you eat Mexican food?
When I can.
So, when you can, you're a racist? No. There's people that are saying that if you don't eat Mexican food, you're a racist. We think that's pretty ridiculous.
I think they're just stupid if they don't eat it.
Yeah, I mean, this is delicious. I mean, there shouldn't be anything tied to it. I mean, sometimes you want a taco. So did you hear that in California they banned the wearing of an American T-shirt such as this for the students? So if you had a kid in California and he went to school today wearing an American flag T-shirt, he would be sent home.
I heard that. I saw that on the Internet.
That's pretty ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, what are we coming to right now in this country when we can't even walk around and be patriotic and have pride for our own country?
I think it's okay for certain people to expound certain views.
We're not going to go to Mexico and start raising up American flags and then, you know, not expect for them to be a little teed off about that.
Well, the only ones over there are the drug dealers. Everyone else is coming over here, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I don't blame them over here. I love Latinas. But anyway, that's all I'll say.
That's a whole other story. Thank you. Go America.
Yes, take care.
Rock out. Recent reports are saying that if you don't eat Mexican food, you're racist.
Yeah. No.
Did you hear about the ban in California for students to wear American flag T-shirts on Cinco de Mayo? And that Wells Fargo's also ordered the lower of all American flags on Cinco de Mayo.
It's horrible.
I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, aren't you a proud American?
I am. If I wanted to be Mexican, I'd go to Mexico.
Did you hear about in California that they are banning students from coming into school on today if they have an American flag T-shirt on? I mean, we're in America. I mean, is that not pretty ridiculous?
That is ridiculous.
And did you hear that Wells Fargo lowered their flags nationwide today for Cinco de Mayo? I mean, we are in America.
And technically, they claimed because they were displayed wrong.
I don't know. You tell me.
I think it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's the most un-American thing that can happen. I mean, it'd be like me marching into Mexico right now on 4th of July and saying, hey, I got my flag up. You guys take your flag down. Let's meet in the middle. You mean, do you think they're going to fly with that?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're out here doing. We're trying to figure out why they think it's okay. And did you know that they're going around saying that if you don't eat Mexican food, you are racist? How ridiculous is that?
That's ridiculous.
On how many levels?
Can't say Boston either.
Delicious.
Some people don't like spicy food.
I know.
Personally, I love spicy food.
But I mean, if you don't want to eat it, then it shouldn't make you racist, all right?
No.
I mean, it's just food.
Yeah.
Do I offend you wearing this today?
This flag?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Wells Fargo was ordered to take down their American flag on Cinco de Mayo. Do you think that's a good thing or no?
No, I don't think that's a good thing at all. This is America. We should fly the flag anytime and anywhere we wish.
And did you also hear about the school in Oklahoma or in California that banned the wear of American flag T-shirts like this by their students?
I think that they need to serve and realize just how important it is for people to express their right to dress however they wish. And this is America, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What is your input on the ban in California schools for students?
Where
if they show up, if
why,
they show
why
up,
they banned?
A court okayed it. Let me see the article.
Why were they banned?
Because they said that it is controversial and brought up tension for students if they...
All right, we're out of time. A full report will air tonight, 7 o'clock on the news. We're going to go into overdrive. Your phone calls coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
a chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN.